You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Nida brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Mem Tet, and we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah Kayot Seva. So as we explained yesterday, the Mishnah went out of its way at the beginning of our parak to repeat the entire words that set up the interrelationship between the Simanim HaTachtonim and the Simanim HaElyonim. So Efshar LaTachton Avo The only reason, according to the Beit Ema, for that was to introduce the coming Mishnayot, in which we interrelate two things unequally, so that one thing can be there and include the other thing, but the lower thing is not going to include the other thing. So Kayot Seba, therefore, continues the Mishnah, in the same vein, Kol kli cheres shu machnis motzi, but yesh motzi ve'eno machnis. We have also an interrelationship between the dinim of kli cheres and kli cheres. The truth is that the we're taught really in the Braita that there's five different shiurim that define what takes away the din of kabbalas tuma from a kli cheres, or that makes it unusable. So that if you start off with a kli cheres that is motzi mashke, and remember, let's start just from the simple understanding of what's happening. When you take a kli, and it has a little hole in the bottom, and you fill it up with water, very often the water will not flow out of the hole, because the surface tension of the water is greater than the pressure that would allow the water to come up. However, if the hole is slightly larger, then even a tiny hole will start dripping water. On the other hand, water will not be able to get into that kli because of the fact that over there, the surface tension, literally, it's like putting a piece of plastic over the hole. And unless the hole is larger, it won't be machmis mashke. Now, when it comes to the kli cheres, a tiny hole that is only motzi mashke is not going to pass the kli cheres at all. The only effect that a motzi mashke has in the dinim of kli cheres is in the din of gistra. Gistra means you have a broken kli cheres, but you're not prepared to throw it out, because it's usable, let's say, to put under a flower pot to collect water or something like that. But if a gistra also leaks, then forget about it. Then you're going to throw it out. And because that doesn't have a shem kli anymore, and therefore it will completely lose its dinim of tumah. Even if it had tumah, it will become tar. The next shear up is the shear of machnis mashke, so that water can get in. If water gets in from the outside, that has no impact on the dinim of tumah, but it does have an impact on the pasuk of using Mayim Chayim El Keli Lagabi the din of the Pora Aduma. It has to be Mayim Chayim El Keli, which is a Kli Sholem. If it's already Machnis Mashke, that's no good for the Kli Cheres, for that Darga. Okay. That's an extremely important Darga, and therefore the Torah is very makbid on what it's going to be. But still, it would be a perfectly good Kli for anything else. Now, once it has a hole, which is the size of what's called a shoresh katan, so at that point, it's no longer ro'i for being considered a kli to be machshir zra'im. So that water in it is not considered to be ki yutan mayim al zara. And beyond that, it's still mekabel tuma. Once it's large enough for zeitim to fall out, so it's a shir of a kizayit, then already it's not makabel tuma, unless you are miyached it to be makabel larger things like rimonim. Once it's so large that it's motzi rimon, it's not considered to be a kli at all. So those are the five dargas when it comes to kli charis. Our Mishnah is relating to the difference between a kli charis, which is machnis, and therefore posel for mechatas, and therefore comes along the Mishnah to say, kol kli charis, which is machnis mayim, is for sure motzi mayim. But there's yesh motzi ve'eno machnis. It's possible to be motzi mayim. And where would that be nogea? Only the dinim of a gistra, as I explained. But that doesn't mean that that sizeol is going to be possible to be machnis mayim. So this is the same thing. Efshel tachton lavo lifnei elyon, but efshel elyon lavo lifnei tachton. Okay, another din. Kol ever sheyesh bo tziporen yesh bo etzem. If there's an extra digit on the hand or the foot, and this digit is not along the same line as the other fingers, so then what defines it as a digit lahalacha, and what is that halacha nogea? Whether as an aver shalem, it's going to be metame ba'oah. If it has a bone in it, it's like anything else. Metame and a etzem kisaor is metame, but an etzem kisaor is only metame b'mag. It's not metame in an oah. An aver shalem is metame in an oah. So if it's called an aver shalem, it's metame ba'oah. But what makes it an aver shalem? That it has the full appearance of a finger. So it has to have a fingernail. If it has a fingernail, then it definitely has bone structure and everything else. There's never an extra digit that has a fingernail without a bone. But it's possible to have a bony structure and not to have a fingernail. And in that case, it will not be metame, unless, of course, it has the kezayit basar menameta. But otherwise, it's not going to be metame as an aver, which is metame no matter how tiny it is. Therefore, another thing that follows the same pattern is kol ever she yesh bo tziporen. So that is a fingernail yesh bo etzem. But yesh bo etzem bein bo tziporen. It's possible to have a bone without a fingernail, then it will not be metame if it is an extra digit that is not in the same place where the other fingers are. Another example of this unequal relationship. Kol hamitame. This is not mitame. Kol hamitame, which is the equivalent of saying hamitame, anything which can be mekabel tuma of midras, so that if a zov sits on it or lies on it, it's going to be mekabel the tuma chamura of tachtono shel zov, is always mekabel tumat meit. But it's possible for a kli to be mekabel tumat meit, but it's not considered to be a kli to be mekabel tumat midras. Because in order to be mekabel tumat midras, it has to be the type of kli that is made specifically for sitting on or lying on. But if a zov sits or lies on something that he's using for that purpose, but that isn't meant for that purpose, let's say takes a bucket, turns it upside down, and sits on it, that bucket will not be mekabel tumat. Even though for legabi the din of tumat meit, it certainly will be mekabel tumat meit. Why not? Okay, says the Gemara, let's take a look at these dinim one by one. What would be the din of a kli charis that is machnis mashke? The din is that it's posel lemechatat. It would be unusable for Mayim Chaim El Kelly, and certainly it would be pasul mishum gistera. If its tuma is that it was a broken piece that you were using, let's say, to collect water under a flower pot, so that would be makabel tuma, but not once that piece is machnis mashke. If, however, it's only motzi mashke, then it's kosher lemechatas and it's pasul mishum gistra. So it's the same relationship that we have legabi the din of the simen tachon and the Siman Elyon. Om Ravasi, you know, we have a Kabbalah, Shonim, Kli Cheres, the Shiur, minimum Shiur of Kli Cheres, the Pasul of Kli Cheres, as we said before, there's five Dargot, the Pasul of Kli Cheres, we went through all five of them. The lowest one that could possibly have an impact on a full Kli is a Konis Mashke. And the Konis Mashke is only to Pasul HaKli Cheres from Mayim Chaim HaKeli by the Par Aduma. And the din of motzi mashke, you should know, does not really apply to kalim. It applies only to a gistra of kli cheres. So if you're a broken piece of cheres that you're using in its broken state because it's still usable, let's say, for getting your floor, keeping the water from a flower pot off of your floor. But once that starts to leak, then for sure it's not tummy at all, my taima. Because Omer Mazut to the Raider Parader of Nagel is very simple. The Fushainomim have a gistra, a gistra. I mean, nobody, it's ridiculous. Nobody's going to keep around. Well, let me keep this piece, I'll put another piece under it to catch the water that comes out. I mean, that's a joke. Obviously, once already it starts, you throw in the garbage bin. Mabela, even if a guy would want it, it would not be, because it's, unless of course he turns it into something. But that is considered to be minastam, to have lost all of its tumah. Tana Rabbana, keitzad bodkin kli cheres leida im nikev bekonis mashke im lav. You have a leaky kli. You want to know whether it's leaking only because water can leak out from the inside out, which is motzi mashke, or you want to know whether it can even allow water in, despite the surface tension of the water that prevents it from going through a small opening. Here's what you do. Bring a large tub that's filled with water. Take the pot that has the leaky hole in it. Put the pot down in the areva and see whether any water goes into the pot. So if the water manages to get into that pot, then it's konish mashke and it cannot be used for the boraduma water. And if not, then you know it's only motzi mashke, it's not machnis mashke, and it's unaffected. You're going to see, not only is it a big kiddush, it's not even true halacha according to others. Why? For an obvious reason. What kind of stupid test is this? Obviously, it's going to be a function of the weight of the kli. So then that's not machnis mashke, that's motzi mashke. All that you've done is you've turned gravity to the other side, which is exactly what Rav Yehuda says. If you take an empty pot and you force it down with the weight of the pot, then that's the equivalent of putting the water into the pot, and having the weight of the water force its way out of the pot. So what's the difference whether the pressure of the pot against the water from the top creates a greater pressure for water to get in, or you leave the water in the pot in a column, and the weight of the column pushes it in. Therefore, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, this is not a good bedika. Says Rabbi Yehuda, of course you can't do it that way. You'd have to turn the pot upside down, let water sit on it, on the flat pot, and see if anything gets down. There you don't have gravity that you're putting additional pressure with. So kofef ozne kedera letocha. What you gotta do is you have to somehow turn it upside down, and then your matzifa lehamayim. You just have a thin layer of water on the bottom of it. Im kones, then biyadua shekones mashke. If water can seep in that way, despite the surface tension, then you know that it's kones mashke. If no water seeps in that way, then biyadua shemotzi mashke. Then the hole is only large enough to let water out. Or there's another test. The other test is take the pot and put it on top of your stove with the fire on. If the fire prevents any leakage, because remember, the fire does a couple of things. First of all, it causes swelling. Secondly, it causes the pressure of the water now is rising because of the fire. So it stops the water from coming out. So if there's enough pressure created by the flame, imo'ur ma'amida, that now it won't leak from the inside, then you know biyadua shemotzi mashke, that this pot is not going to allow water to seep in from the outside, because it means that the hole, the relationship of the hole to the surface tension of the water is such that the water can't get out because of the additional heat that's being applied. But if the ur is not enough to prevent leakage, nimlav biyadur shemaklis mashke, then you know that if you had put it stam down, water would have seeped in. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that's not good enough. Af lo shufta agabe ha'ur, because it's not a good test. Because an open flame can be ma'amid even a larger hole. And therefore, just because it doesn't leak out with an open flame doesn't mean that it won't seep in without a flame. The only test, if you want to do it this way with heat, the only test from heat is to put it on top of heat, but not to put it on top of a flame. Because the flame generates actual air pressure in the other direction. So it's not simply a question of the water rising. And therefore, you can put it, if you want to, you can be shofta agabe remetz. So you put it on top of coals. Im remetz mamida, then be adur shumotzi mashke. If it's not going to leak out, so then you know this is only a kli that's motzi mashke. But if it leaks out despite the remetz, so then im lav be adur that it's even kones mashke. And by the way, if it's motzi mashke to such an extent, that it's motzi drop after drop after drop, it's tire tipa achar tipa, then it's also kones mashke. Then you don't have to, there's no point in testing it. That it's possible to use for Mayim Chaim El Kelly.
These clay
yes, only clay ferrets.
Put a clay ferrets on top of a fire and crack?
Sure. You never, what's the matter? Where you're living in the 20th century or something? You don't have you don't use those beautiful clicheras. Sure. Stove safe and microwave safe. You never saw it, but it says right on the bottom. Usable for your stovetop or your microwave.
Pyrex.
You know the Gemara is only talking about the sophisticated clicheras. Now, my ika ben Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda. So, what is the logic of the machlokas between the Tanakama who says you can put the pot down into the water to check for kodesh mashke, and Rabbi Yehuda who says you certainly cannot? The question is whether additional pressure that's created by the weight of the pot against the water is considered to be a proper test or not. Is Kones Mashke only Kones Mashke with just gravity, or is Kones Mashke even with additional pressure? That's the machlokes. According to Rav Yehuda, of course not, because then it's the equivalent of being Motzi Mashke. Kol Eivah Sheyesh Bo Tziporin. Okay, next case that we had was that an extra digit that's not along the normal place where the other digits of your hand or foot are would be metame if it has a tziporin, because it definitely has an etza. But there's some avarim like that that have atzamot but don't have tziporin, and they're not considered to be a real aver. They would be, of course, if they were real avarim. If a finger's missing a fingernail, that doesn't mean it's not a finger. But we're talking about over here an extra digit. Okay, so yesh bo tziporin, it would be metame as an aver. And therefore, it's b'time b'bebaga b'basa uba ohel. But if it only has an etzem, so then it'll only be b'time as etzem kisaora. If it does not have a tziporin, so then it'll still be b'time b'bebaga b'masa, of course, but it will not be b'time as an eva. In which case, it's ain't a b'time b'ohel, it says, because I've been on eva. What about it? Unless it has a shear, it's not going to be b'time. Omer of Chista Davar said the following thing, Rabbeinu HaGadol, our great Rebbe Rav taught us, Habakom Yebezro, Hashem should help him to continue teaching. Etzba Yitera, Sheyeshbo Etzem, Vein Bo Tziporin, Is Metame Bemago Bemasa, Veinu Metame Be'oha. Omar Rabba Barbachon or Rabbi Yochanan, but this is only. So, first of all, if I hadn't heard from Rav, I would have made the mistake of thinking that we're talking about any Etzba. Rav makes it clear we're talking only about Etzbi Yetera. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's not only that, it's only called an Etzbi Yetera when it's in a Nisperat Agavayad. If you were counting his fingers, you wouldn't count this with them because it's not the same place. So you wouldn't say it's an extra finger. You would just say it's an extra thing that grew out of his hand. So Mabela, we very, very limited the applicability. The next thing that we learned is called the Chazil Midras, basically it's Batami Tamei Meit. What the Mishnah is saying is that anything that is Roy to be Mekabel Tumei Midras, if a Zov sits on it or lies on it, is by definition a Kli to be Mekabel Tumat Beit. But it's possible to be Batami Mit Tamei, which is the same as Mit Tamei, Tamei Meit, but not to be Mit Tamei from a Zov's Midras. What is that referring to? That is coming, famous Rasha that we've had many places, that's coming to tell me, Sa'avet Tarkav. A Zov comes along, and he sees a bucket, and he's tired, takes the bucket, turns it upside down, and sits down on the bucket. The halacha over there is that the bucket is not Matami Tumas Midras. The Tanya. V'hayoshev al hakli. So you might think that any time a Zov sits on a Kli, it's Mitame Midras. Yoko, you might think that this means that if a guy is Kofa Sa'o, so he takes a large bass, turns it upside down, and sits on it, or a smaller, or a Tarkav, which is a half, Trey Vekav, V'yoshavalov, you might think that the basket is Mekabel Tuma. No. Talmud Lomar, very strange pasuk. Hayoshev al Kli asher yeshev alav azov. So this tells me that the Kli has to be something that is meant to be something. Actually, Yeshev Alav. And that excludes this case. It means Mishem Yuchad Li Yeshiva. It's something that is meant to be sat on. But when the guy who needs this bucket comes back from taking his coffee break, he's going to kick that Zov right off of this. And we say, will you please get up? We've got to get back to work. So he's going to say to him, will you please, Amod v'nasim l'achtenu? This is the bucket we need to pour the cement. And memel, it's not mekabel tumas midras, but obviously that doesn't affect it at all, agabe, any other kabbalah's tumah. It's going to be mekabel tumah from any other avatumah.
Zog the Heilige Mishnah.
Continuing the same pattern. Kol ha-ra'ui ladun dinei nefashot is by definition ra'ui ladun dinei mamonot. So if a judge is suitable to be a member of a court for capital cases, he's definitely kosher to deal with monetary cases. However, yesh ra'ui ladun dinei mamonot, but is not ra'ui ladun dinei nefashot. Okay? What is that, Omer of Yudah? This is coming la tuye mamzer. A mamzer is kosher for dinei mamonos, but he's posel for dinei nefashos, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, kulach yafar ayati umum einbach. Mamzer is mum zar, the Gemara says. It's a mum of zarut, and therefore he's not roy. Yes, the Gemara, that doesn't make sense, because Rav Yehuda actually pointed out that there's another Mishnah that says that. Tanino chadazimna. This is a beferish Mishnah that we have in Sanhedrin. Hakol ksherim ladun dinei mamonot, ve'in hakol ksherim ladun dinei nefashot. So he's been saying the same thing. And we asked over there in Sanhedrin, latuye mai, and Rav Yehuda came up with the same answer? That's weird. V'omer Rav Yehuda latuye mai, why we have the same Mishnah twice? You're right, says the Gemara. Actually, chode latuye ger, v'chode latuye mamzer. Each Mishnah is coming to tell me a different example of somebody who's roy for dinei mamonot, even though he's not roy for dinei nefashot. And the truth is, I need both of these. Because if, let's say, I would be told the Ashwinun ger, I would say, okay, you know why a ger is kosher ladun dinei mamonot? Because a ger is roy lavo bekahal, but a mamzer is not even allowed to marry into a kosher family. He's in a ro'i lavo bekahal. Part of the din of allowing someone to judge the public is that he's part of that public. This mamzer cannot be part of that public. So I would have thought, maybe he's not roy to judge either. Emalo. On the other hand, if I would only have had one case, I would have known the case of Mamzerim, it's okay. Somebody was born into Klal Yisrael. So he comes from a Tipak Shira. His genetic inheritance has a long history, and therefore he has developed a sensitivity and a connection to be considered a judge. Mashenkin Ager was coming from Nowheresville. Tikati mitipap sula, emalo, maybe he wouldn't be kosher. Therefore, tzricha, we need both mishnayos, one to tell us that a ger is kosher l'dudinim amanut, and one to tell us that a mamzer is kosher.
I'm sorry. Omanus is a much lighter, sentence.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. No, you must be misunderstanding something.
One is capital punishment.
Yes, you must be misunderstanding something. Both of them are possible to be done capital punishment. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is to be that it's kosher for dinim ominous. I might have thought that a mamzer or a ger were possible even for dinim ominous. But definitely the Mishnah is saying, as you're saying, they're possible from dinim nefashos. So if I would have only had one, I would have said the other one is not even kosher for dinim ominous. That's the pshat. Kol ha-kasher ladun, kasher la'id. By definition, if you can be a judge, then you can also be a witness. But it's possible that you're kosher to be a witness, but you're not kosher to judge. So again, yet another example of the pattern that was defined at the end of the first Mishnah, in which one thing has a broader constituency than the other. The siman tachton definitely includes the siman elyon, possible, but not necessarily, includes the siman tachton. Okay, what is this coming to tell me? Latuye mai. This, says Rabbi Yochanan, in this case is a reference to someone who is blind in one eye. That person who is blind in one eye is not kosher ladun, but is kosher for edut. Umani, and who would this be going according to that says such a thing? It would be going according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir is the one who says that a summa ba'achat meinav, even though he can see, cannot be a judge. The Tanya. Haya Rabbi Meir omer, ma tamud lomar, why does the Torah compare? And it says, v'nitshua kohanim b'nei Levi, ki bom bachar Hashem Elokecha, not only l'shoto, not only l'vorech b'shem Hashem, but al piyam yekol riv v'kol nega. Now, why is the Torah putting together rivim and negaim? It is obviously a major difference in terms of the real function of the kohuna. You say kol riv, kol nega is a given. But why are we comparing the involvement in kohanim in rivim to the negaim? So ma'inyan rivim etzel negaim. Therefore, it's clear that the Torah is setting up over here a hekesh to be makish rivim lenegaim. Ma negaim beyom tiftir uveyom heraot bo basar chayim. Af rivim beyom. This means you can only do the din during the course of the day. And just like negaim cannot be done by someone whose vision is limited. So even though he could see, but he could only see out of one eye, how do we know this? It shall not be suma at all. It has to be his complete vision. If it's not his complete vision, it's not a kosher psak on an ega. It comes to tell us a chiddush, when he's paskening a din in riv, in momenis, he cannot be a suma. Furthermore, it's makish negoyim l'riv. Just like rivim cannot be performed by someone who is a korev, af negaim shalobe krovim. Ah, you'll say, but why don't we go all the way and say ma rivim bishlosha? Just like a bezdin has to have a minimum of three. So according to this hekesh, if you're paskening what the din is of a nega, it would have to be with three kohanim. And it's even a kal v'chomer. If you're going to pasken on a person's mumay, you're going to need three people. You're going to tell me you can pasken on the status of his body and throw him out of the machane and so on based on one? Gufa lo kosheke? Talmud Loma, therefore comes along the Pasuk to tell you, Adam Kieh Bor Bisoro, Vuval Aron HaKohen O Elechad Mibanav HaKohenim. Says, Beferish any single Kohen can pass it. Halamadita Shafilo Kohen Echad Ro'e Et HaNegaim. So you see from here that indeed it's Rabbi Meir who is the one who is Motzi Suma from the din of Dayanot. There was once, in fact, a Suma that lived in Rabbi Yochanan's neighborhood. So who samid avi bishvavuti to Rabbi Yochanan? Davi kadayin dina. And he used to paskin dinim for everyone. Rabbi Yochanan didn't ever complain about it. He didn't say you're not roy. Heche ovid achi, how in the world could Rabbi Yochanan have allowed this guy to be done? V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, aloha gestam mishna. Rabbi Yochanan's overall approach is we paskin like a stam mishna, and in the mishna it says, kol ha-kasher ladun kasher la'id, v'yesh kasher la'id v'ein kasher ladun, and we ask, latuye mai, and for heaven's sakes, it was Rabbi Yochanan himself that just said, latuye mai, latuye suma, biachad beinav. So how can the same Rabbi Yochanan, who explained the Stam Mishnah here in Dida, that it's coming to tell me that a suma is not roy ladun, is only roy la'id, so how in the world could he have allowed him to go against the halacha, in which Rabbi Yochanan himself was the one who said, V'yom Rabbi Yochanan lati yisuma b'yachan me'inam. Answers the Gemara, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't paskin like this Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like the Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where over there it says, Stoma achrina ashkach. Where over there it says, Dine mamano danin bayom v'gomrim balayla. How can you gomer balayla? Just like you're not allowed to be gomer the nega balayla, you can't be gomer din balayla unless the Mishnah doesn't hold that we're makish rivim lenegoyim. But if we're not makish rivim lenegoyim, then we're not paskining like Rabbi Meir, and we're not holding that you need to be lechol mareah neakohen for rivim either. And therefore, we paskin like that Stam Mishnah. Why would he choose the Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin over the Stam Mishnah here? Well, first of all, Stam the Rabbim Adif. I mean, we've just shown that this Mishnah is only based on Rabbi Meir, Zadas Yachid. Over there, the Mishnah was being said Stam Alibin everyone. Or, could be another reason, Ibait Ema. Where would you look for a Stam Mishnah to paskin a din in Dine Dayanut? In Mesechet Nida or Mesechet Sanhedrin? Obviously, you're gonna look to the main sugya. The main sugya is Sanhedrin. Over here, we're bringing it as part of a pattern in which A includes B, but B doesn't include A. So we'll bring it Aliba one sheet. I mean, we're just giving examples of that pattern. But of course, Mishum Diktani Lagabi Hilchata the Dayani. I mean, you want to know the dinim of Dayanut from the Masechta that deals with the dinim of Mamonos. So that's the place to look. So if I have a contradiction between the two Mishnayot, obviously I'm going to paskin like the Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kayot Sebo. Kok licherashu machnis motzi v'yeshu motzi v'no machnis. Kol evesh yesh motzi paran yesh boetzem yesh boetz v'me motzi paran. Kol matami midras matami tami meit yeshu matami tami meit and matami midras. Machnis is posel mechatat, and I certainly is posel mishum gistra. Motzi is kosher mechatat. It's only posel mishum gistra. Ober vasi, we have a kabbalah shonim that licheras. The smallest shear that affects Kli Cheres, the five dargas of Kli Cheres, is Bekonis Mashke. And that's only the Gabi Chatos. V'lo'omru Motzi Mashke to a Kli. Motzi Mashke is only sort of a gister of Cheres Kuvan. My time, Omer Marzurta, Brain of Nachman. L'fishein Omrim, Ave Gistra, the Gistra. Throw it out already. Tana Rabbana. Ketzat bot King Kli Cheres, Lida, im Nikev Bekonis Mashke imla. Yavi Arevam Le'amayi. Or depends whether it's referring to the water or to the kli. It means the same thing. V'imlav v'yadu that it's only motzi mashu. Rabbi Yudaimer, no, that's not a good bedika. You need to turn it upside down. So your kofef oznei kidera l'tocha. Before you put the water, you support it with the arevav, but you don't put the water down on the bottom of the pot, the water, when it's facing down. You put it on the bottom of the pot when the bottom is facing up. Metzifa le'amayim. And then im kones. Then you know it's the kones mashka. V'imlav, v'yadu shemotzi mashka. Or there's another test, actually. Put water in and put it on the stove. Shofta gabeya ur. Ima ur ba'amida, v'yadu shemotzi mashka. V'imlav, v'yadu shemotzi maklis mashka. Rabbi Yosef, that doesn't count. Aflo shofta gabeya ur. Even if it's a bigger hole, you can only be shofta agabe remetz. If remetz is mamida biyadua shemotzi mashka, imlav, then biyadua that it's even kenis mashka. And I tell you one thing, if it's toret tipa, char tipa, you don't even have to test it. It's biyadua shekenis mashka. Ma'ika in conception, din, bentanakam l'rabiyada, amrula kinos aideatcha kika b'nayu. By adding the weight of the pot, which creates pressure on the water, you're obviously creating tchak. So, yesh bo tziporan is b'tam b'magam b'asa uba oil. But if it only has an etzem, ve'en bo tziporan, and it's an extra digit, and it's in this pratagabayadis, we'll see. It's b'tam b'magam b'asa, like any etzem kisa'ora. But it's not matame like an aver, and therefore it's in a matame b'oil. Omer v'chisa dovez ha-rabbi ha-gadol amro, המקום יהיה בעזרו. את בעי תירה שיש בו עצם, ואין בו ציפורן מטעמי במאגם המסה, ואין הוא מטעמי באוהל. It doesn't have a din of an עבר שולם. אומר רבא ברבא, אכון אומר רבי יוחד, that's only where it's אין הנספרת, אגב היד. כל המטעמי מדרס, so what this essentially saying is, כל דחוזי למדרס is obviously going to be מטעמי משום טעמי מי. It's possible for a kli to be mitame mate, but not to be mitame midras. What is this referring to? La tuye sa'avatarkaf. The Tanya Yoshev ala kli, Yochol, even if he was kofas of it, Yoshev ala vatarkaf, Yoshev ala Yochol ye tame with tumas midras. Tamad lomar, asher yeshev ala vazav, which means, misha miyuchat yeshiva, yatsa zer shomrim lo, get out of here. This is not to Yamamzer. But Tanino Chodazimna, Hakokshem Ladunini Mamanot, Venakokshem Ladunini Fashot. And we asked over there, what's Hakoksherim from Mamanus Latuyamai? Vom Revue Latuyamamzer. You're right. Chodah is actually Latuye the Imamzer. But Chodah is Latuye Ger. Because the Ashmin and Ger, I would say, okay, he's royal of Obakal. A Mamzer that's in a royal of Obakal can't judge the cow, him alone. The Ashmin and Mamzer, I would say, but at least he's got to be Tipa Ksher. But a Ger, the got to be Tipa Psula, him alone. Therefore, Tzricha. Kola Kasher Ladun is Kasher La'id. Yesh Kasher La'id, Veno Kasher Ladun. Latuye Mai. Om Rav Yochanan Latuye Suma Beachat Meinav Umani Rabbi Meir Yin. The Tanya Haya Rabbi Meir Omer Ma Tavu Nomar Al Piyam Yakov Rivachol Negav Chimayin Rivi Meitz Negoyim Ma Kish Rivi Negoyim Ma Negaim Bayom Tativu Vyom Heiraot Bo Av Rivi Bayom Uma Negaim Shalo Besuma Tativu Lachol Marei Negoyim Even Suma Beachat Meinav Av Rivi Shalo Besuma ומקיש נגעים לריבים, מעריבים שלא בקרובים, אף נגעים שלא בקרובים, אר יותיינה, אם מעריבים בשלושה, אף נגעים בשלושה, and as a matter of fact, it's even a קו החומר, ממונו בשלושה, גוף או לא קושיקה, תמוד אומר, והובא על אהרון הכהן, או אל אחד מבניו הכהנים, הלמדת אפילו כהן אחד, רואה את הנגעים. It was actually a סמיה, דוד בשפבותי דרב יוחד, David got down, Dina, but I'll come and live with me today. Ech Rav Rachi, Am Rav Yochanan Lochi, Yistah Mishnah, Vitzan Kala Kasha Ladun, Kasha Lahoid, Yeshe Kasha Lahoid, Kasha Ladun, Vami Natu Yemai, Am Rav Yochanan Lati, even as soon as we are not. That's because Rav Yochanan Stamach, we know Ashkacha. The Tzan Dine Momonot, Danim Bayom Gomrim Balayla. How can we Gomer Balayla? Unless we're not Maki Shrivim Lidagoyim. The Tzan Dine Momonot, Danim Bayom Gomrim Balayla. Umay Ume. First of all, stomach the rabbi, and the stomach here in our mesech was only Rabbi Meir, so that's odd. And therefore, the dinim of Dayanim should come from the mesech about Dayanim. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Yeah, but you could always cancel the appointment.
Yeah. You heard it too?
I heard you can always cancel the appointment. Okay, we're on that Mem Tes. Omer Aleph on this very happy Mitzvah Shabbos.
Yes, we passed your Shabbos.
French for Shkardash. Renewal is right around the corner.
Right.
We may even be able to reset our watches. Sabbatash will behave properly. And now we're ready.
Welcome to Heide Commissioner.
Kayot Sebo. And here's the famous Kayot Sebo that we've been waiting for, because that's the only reason, according to the Ibai Seima, that we repeated the whole din of the Efshar Lesimon Atach and Lovoy without the Elyon, but Efshar Lesimon the Elyon, but Ef Shalavayalyon without Simitach, it becomes now the template for the rest of the Mishnayos. So the next Mishnah follows this template, Kayotzebo. In the same fashion, we have an interrelated subject, which is Kokli Cheres Shuhu Machnis Motzi, Vat Yeshu Motzi Ve'inu Machnis. The din is that a kli, in order to be kosher for the Mechatas of the Paraduma, it has to be Shalim. However, it's kosher as long as it has a shame kli. And there's two shiurim of a shame kli. One of the shiurim is that water will drip out of it. Water dripping out of a kli is not a psul in the kli for a mechatas. But if water will also go into the kli through the hole, then that's already a psul. So there are kelim that can have a hole that is motzi, but not machnis. But there's no such thing as a hole that's big enough to allow water in that will not also let water out. Following this template example, we have kol eva sheyesh bo tzipor. We have an extra digit. That extra digit, if it has a nail in it, well, then it also has a bone in it. And what's important in determining that is that then it has a din, it has both a tziporin and an etzem, it will be mitame as an aver sholem, even though it doesn't have a kizayis baser in an oil hametz.
Would that be make a kohen possible?
Yeah, but it's removable.
And
kol, so if there is a nail there, there's definitely a bone in that digit. It's possible to have an extra digit that has a bone but never forms a nail. We'll see that there's an ogea tuma as an aver in an oil hamais under certain very specific conditions.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, unless you're Goliath, I don't know who you are. Kol hamita me midras mitame to mesmes. Any kli that is tame the midras, meaning that if a zov will sit on it, it'll become tame, then it will also definitely be makabel tuma, which is of the same level of tuma to mesmes. It's the only reason we choose to mesmes. It means it's royal makabel tuma bechuma from an avatuma. V'yeshim mitame tame mes v'ena mitame midras. However, there are some things that could be metame astumas meis, or other aves atuma,
and nonetheless will not be Makapa Tumas Nidras Lamazon. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain each one of these cases. Machnis, if you have a kli, the Torah is very makpid on a kli when it comes to the mayim for the poraduma, because it says mayim chayim el keli. It has to be a kli. So if it's machnis mayim, the hole is large enough to allow liquids to come in from the outside, then it's posel mechatos, and it's certainly posel mishum gistra. Gistra is a halacha in a broken kli cheres, which allows you to view a shard that is still usable as a kli. This kli will actually be posel as a kli and will not be makabel tuma, therefore, even if it has a small hole in it that will only be motzi mashke. So kol shekein, if it has a hole in it, that will be machnis mashke. But if it's only a motzi mashke, the hole is so small that water will drip out of it, but no water can come into the kli from the outside through it, then it's still kosher for mechatas. It's still considered to be mayim chayim el keli. But if this is a broken shard, and it's a gistera, then it will be possible. So in other words, a shard is considered to be, even when it's usable, only usable without a crack. But if it has a crack even in the shard, and even if it's a tiny crack that just lets water out, it's also not going to be kosher, not going to be called a kli, and the mela won't be makabel tuma. Amr Vas, Shonin, we have a Kabbalah like this, that a Kli Cheres, now this word Kli Cheres is a little bit strange, because the truth is, it's Machlokas, the Rambam and the Raivan. Many are mitzayin that this is the Rambam's marker. The Rambam holds that the din of Gistra is a unique halacha in Kli Cheres, and that there is no such thing as a broken Kli when it comes to a Kli Matechet. A metal kli is either whole or it's not considered to be a kli b'chla. When it comes to a kli cheres, where no repairs are possible, there we have a special halacha called gistra. That would explain why it says kli cheres shiurai. Otherwise, it's difficult. And this has, by the way, very practical nafkaminas la'halacha in terms of netilas yadayim, because you need to have a kosher kli l'gabi netilas yadayim. So the question is actually a machlokas in the Torah, in Magen Avraham, about whether a broken kli has a din of a kli. So according to Torah, it's apparently passing like the Rambam, the only pagam is if it only holds less than a revius, and it's no longer a kosher kli, but otherwise there's nothing wrong. It has a din of a gistra, it's a kli shalim. The Raavad Shita, however, is that this was that all right, but it's right. Yeah. Amr Vasi. Shonin Kli Cheres, were Makabo Nahalocha, but a Kli Cheres, the Shiur, to be Mavato Kli Cheres is only Bekones Mashke, and the din of Meitzi Mashke, that it's a tiny crack, and that too ruins the Kli, is that's only Le'inin Gistra Bilvat. My Taima, why should a Gistra be more Chomer in its stringency to call it a kli? I mean, on the contrary, no. Some of my research, Brad Nachman, the fish ain't on him, Ave Gistra, the Gistra. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's broken already. Mela, somebody's going to use it. So if you have a large pot that has a little crack in it, you know, it's nothing to do with it, but you can put a little shard there that anything that drips out will collect. You're certainly not going to put a shard for a shard. So once it's already dripping, it's useless. Forget about it and throw it out. So at that point, it's considered to be broken to the point where it's no longer a kli, won't be makabel tuma. Tana Rabbanan, ketzad bodkin kli cheres leidai nikev bekenis mashkim lav? How do we make a test on a large pot? How do we see whether it's kenis mashkim? Yovi areva malei amayim, bring a wide areva, which is used for making dough. It's a wide, shallow container. Fill it up. and then put the kedera letocha, put the bottom of the broken pot where the crack is into this areva. In kansa, if water gets into the pot, the adur shekarnis mashke, then that means that it can get water in it. If not, all that this crack is going to do is let water out, but it's not going to allow water in. Memela, it doesn't lose its shame clean. Rabbi Yehuda, amen? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not a fair test at all. Because over there, if you're putting the weight of the kli facing downward into the areva, you're increasing the pressure on the water, which is now going to be forced in because of the pressure of the kli. So therefore, the only way to test it is to turn it upside down. What we do is turn it upside down, put the opening of the pot downwards, and put water on top of the pot. And then if it gets in, that way there's no pressure on the water. But that's the whole point. The difference between Kaines Mashka and Motzi Mashka is essentially a function of pressure. In other words, if you have water that is built up on the bottom of a pot, it'll drip. If you have water on the pot from the outside, is it going to get in? It's not going to get in. Unless, it has to be sufficient pressure to break its surface tension. If it's a tiny hole, the surface tension itself will prevent water from entering. Okay, so here you can check it without putting on pressure. There, in Kones, Biyaduash Kones Mashka. If water gets in, then it'll be Kones Mashka. Vimlav, Biyaduash Motzi Mashka. You just turn the pot upside down and put water on it.
If water doesn't pour through the
underside.
Then it's okay to use it.
It's okay to use it. But not, what do you mean okay? That's the question okay. It's a question of whether it has a din of a kli, lagabi, whatever aloha is a kli, lagabi, kabbalah, stum, and so on. Now, there's another test. Oh, shoftal gabe ha'ur. What you can do is you can put the pot down on your stovetop, turn on the fire, and fill it up with water. Heat the fire, heat the pot, and now, if nothing drips while it's hot, then biyadua shemotzi mashka. Then the only level of this hole is that it's going to allow water out. It's not going to allow water in. Because the heat is going to prevent now even the dripping. But if the heat doesn't prevent the dripping, and it continues to drip, even while it's heated and expanded, then this hole is big enough even to be machnis mashka. And then it loses its shem kli. Im lav biyadua shemachnis mashka. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not a good test. Av lov shoftal gabei ha'ur. You can't put it directly on the fire. Mipnei sha'ur ma'amida. Over there you have the problem over there of the actual fire creating gas pressure and so on underneath, which prevents the water from dripping out. So that's not a fair test.
I used to cook in
put it agave rimet.
I used to use ceramics to cook on. It wouldn't break and heat.
Ceramic.
Sure. Of course. What is
it? Sarsina.
Of course, yeah, sure.
It doesn't break on the fire.
It breaks in a large fire, but like this. Mm-hmm. Well, metal, we're talking about over here, a test for Kukaris, for Meitzi Mashkin. You're right, you can't put it in a lot of heat, because then we're afraid that you're gonna, that's the whole reason we can't allow using fire to take out the trephis from a Kukaris, right? Because you're afraid it's gonna break. Can't get that hot, yeah. So what you should do is put it on top of coals. There, if you put it on top of remets, which is just hot coals, not no actual flame, ima remets ma'amida biyadua shemotzi mashka. If that is enough to stop it, then the heat of the remets, then that means that when it's not heated, it'll only drip out, but it won't allow water in. Remets are hot coals that are not actually flaming. And if not, if it's still dripping, even when it's on the remets, then it's definitely going to be Kenes Mashka. And by the way, if it's dripping so quickly that it's actually dripping continually, drip, 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 forget it. that's definitely also going to be marked as mashka. So only when you have a very slow drip that there's a reason to assume that it's not going to be kernis mashka. My ikabein Tanakama Rabbiuda, what is the machlokas between the Tanakama who holds that you put the pot down, bottom down, and Rabbiuda holds you put it top down? Marula kinus aydeyatcha ikabein. Now, by the way, this is one place where it means literally aydeyatcha. Usually aydeyatcha means under extreme circumstances. Here it means literally under pressure. Kinus aydeyatcha, meaning if you're putting pressure on it and that's getting the water in, is that considered to be kineis mashka? Because, I mean, after all, we're measuring this pot. But if this pot, lamais, is a heavy pot and put on water, it's going to force the water in. So it's kineis mashka. Kol eiver sheyesh bo tzipor. The next case we had in the Mishnah is an extra digit. And there we said, if there's a fingernail that has grown on this digit, so then it definitely has a bone in it, and it's considered to be matami ba'olamais. It's possible to have an extra digit with a bone that doesn't have a fingernail. That's not choshev to be matami in the ba'olamais. Unless, of course, it has a shear of basar. I mean, it has a kezias of basar. But if not, as an organ, as an eiver shalom, it's not going to be matami. Yesh bo'tzifor, and if there's a fingernail, so then matami b'mago b'masa, which anyway, and even just the bone would be matami, but it's also matami b'oil because it's a complete aver. Yesh bo etzim, if it only has bone, the ein bo tziporin, but never grew a nail, so it's shirutim. Yesh bo tziporin, but it does not. The ein bo tziporin, if it has an etzim but no tziporin, it's not chashuv to be an aver b'fnei atzmo. It will be matami b'mago b'masa because of the bone in it, assuming it doesn't have a kesayit basar. Ve'ino matami b'oil, but it doesn't have the chashivut of a real organ. It's not matami in an oil. Om Reb Chisda Dover Zeh Rabbeinu HaGadol Amro. This thing was taught us by Rav. Amakom yeh be'ezro. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help him. Etzpa yitera sheyesh bo etzem. Ve'in bo tziporen. It's matami b'mago b'masa. But it will not be matama ba'ola. Explains Rabbi Baba Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, that's only if it's an extra digit that is not in a correct location. It's kisha'ina nisperet agav hayad. This is something that we've seen in Chulin also. If the digit is offset from the other digits, then it has to be completely formed, finger or toe. But if it's, if you wouldn't even notice until you count, and it's just another finger, doesn't matter whether it has its foreign on it or not, then it's considered to be a full organ. Kol hametame midras.
Not in the place with the others?
No. It's in the correct place. So it's nisped, you just would count it together with the other finger. Then the tziporon doesn't matter. The next case we had in the Mishnah, third halacha, that follows the template of X definitely means Y, but Y doesn't mean X. That's the template we have here. Is that kol hametamei midras, anything that can be makabel tumas midras azov, is definitely going to be makabel tumas hametz. But there are things which are makabel tumas hametz, which are not makabel tumas midras, which is very simple. They're called the chazi la midras, metamei tamei meitz. What is this referring to? Very simple. Let's say you take a bushel, which is used basically for measuring out grain, and you turn it upside down, and you sit on it. So the Zob sits on this. You'd say, okay, this is Matamit with Mishka, because he sat on it. No, he's not going to be Matamit. The Tanya. Vayoshev ala kli, so yochol kofes sa'ov yoshev alea, otakav yoshev alea. You might think he turns a bushel upside down, or a half bushel upside down. He sits down on it. Now he turned it into a mishkav azov. No way. Yochol yeitame, tamud lomar vayoshev ala kli asher yeshev alav azov. What is that supposed to mean? Someone who sits on the kli, which the zov would sit on. I mean, that's what we're talking about. What is it coming to tell me? It has to be miyuchad li yeshiva, something that's meant to be sat on. Yotze Zek, this is not, this is to exclude this case. Because the next guy that walks in and says, will you please get up so we can do our work? Amod v'natze malachpeinu. What are you sitting on the tarka for? And therefore, it's not considered to be a chair. It won't be makabal tumas mishka. It'll still be makabal tumas mishka. Perfectly valid kli. But it's not a kli that is suitable for tumas mishavot.
Upturned barrel, I guess.
Is this
an upturned?
It's not going to be matami. It'll be makabel any tumah. It would be makabel tumah from the zav if the zav touches it. But I assume when he sits on it, he's wearing something. Okay. It's not going to be makabel tumah from what he's wearing. It has to be makabel tumah in mishka, but that could be able to be an avatumah. Navatuma, it's only, even if the Zav would touch it, it wouldn't be an Navatuma. Only Mishkava Zav makes it as an Navatuma. Too bad it's not. But Tumas Meis will be become. The reason, as I said, that we choose Tumas Meis is because Tumas Meis is the only other Tuma that can create an Navatuma. The Meis itself will create an Navatuma. No other Tuma creates an Navatuma. It's the Meis of the Yavai Satuma. The only thing similar, obviously, doesn't mean only, but Tumas Meis. Thing. The only other way this thing may be makabel tumah, even to be an avat tumah, but only from a mace, not from a mishka vazov. The zov may touch it and make it an avat tumah. I mean, make it a rishon tumah, but an avat tumah can't be without mishkavas. The next thing that we have along the same template that X implies Y, but Y does not imply X, is that kol ha-ra'ui ladun dinei nefashot, ra'ui ladun dinei mamonot. If there's a judge who is suitable for judging in the Sanhedrin, Dinei Nefashos, he's definitely suitable for judging a monetary case. However, Yesh Shera'ui Ladun Dinei Mamonut, Veino Ra'ui Ladin Dinei Nefashot. There is such a thing as a judge who is suitable only for monetary cases and not for capital cases. What is this? Some review, no? Okay. But what's a case where you could have one and not the other? Amr of Yudah, lad to ye mamzer. This would come to tell me a mamzer has kosher l'dinei mamonos. However, he is not kosher l'dinei nefashos because he has to be similar to a meisha. And that's that he has to be miyuchas. Ask the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we already had this mishnah. Why do we need it again? Dinei nefashos zimna. Huh? Now over there we said, over there we said, and what's the mission referring to? And Rabbi Yudah said, it's Latuyim Amzer. Sorry, we need two Mishnayos to tell me the same Latuyim Amzer. No, mistake. Actually, Chadas Latuyim Ger, Chada Latuyim Amzer. The truth is that a ger is also kosher l'dinei mamonos, but not for dinei nefashos. We need both cases because yashmin and ger mishum do ra'uil avot b'kahal. A ger is a kosher Jew. Ava mamzer dein ra'uil avot b'kahal. He's not allowed to marry into the kahal. Maybe the Torah is more makban on that. Maybe he wouldn't be kosher even for dinei mamonos. Same about the yashmin and mamzer mishum dekasim itipak shera. On the other hand, so we talk about a mamzer. A mamzer at least comes from a Jew. So essentially he's connected to Klal Yisrael. But I mean a ger whose conception comes from a tipa psula, emalo, maybe not. It's possible. Therefore tzricha, we need to know that both cases.
A goy on a Jewish woman doesn't make a mamzer.
It's in my focus. Yeah, but that's not the case over here. Although, what precisely the case is not, there's a big machlokas rishonim, whether a ger includes even someone whose mother was yoret already. Right?
Mother is what?
Suppose his mother already is Jewish.
Before, after he was born.
Before. Right, because the shaila is someone who, that's true, but legabe dinim,
the question, even if, let's say, both parents are Gerim, and he's born from two Jews. But they come from a Mishmachas Gerim. It's a type of soul that the Torah is telling us. Maccabi Din in the Pasha. It's not similar to Mesha. It's not Miuchas. There's a lot of discussion, is precisely what the case is, a lot of difficulties from this Sugya. Where it would be kosher l'dinei mamon. In fact, Tosfos suggests over here we're talking about imo miyisrael, and it's talking about a kashrus to don another ger. Because it says ger don ger chavere, but it's not talking about kashrus to be don yisrael. Okay, well, I'm just being aware of the sugyas. Again, these are Sanhedrin sugyas. They're not really nagei nida except for the kayotze bit. Yes, there's a lot of, that's a very good point, a lot of discussion on how is a Shaykh the Shmai of Av Talion, where the Av Bezdin and the Nasi, it doesn't make any sense. Because if they're not Roy, if they came from Mishpachas Gerim, you know, the Psulim, how could they possibly be in charge of Sanhedrin? There's a lot of different answers among the Mishanim. Some say that they were only there in advisory capacity. They couldn't vote. Others, Taina, a very interesting thing, that the only time that the Torah gives this psul is when you have an alternative miyisrael. But if you don't have anyone that is as great miyisrael, then the psul, it's davar pashut, the psul doesn't exist. Others, Taina, that there's a special halacha when the tzibur is mekabel aleihem, that there's no problem, because all these psula yichus are in terms of what it is that the tzibur accepts, which there's a lot of objections to that approach. Because that's only in terms of the Nemominus that we see such halacha. And there's yet a fourth approach. It's a very interesting approach. The fourth approach is that if a minui is done al pi a melech or a nasi, then they can enforce their ruling al the malchus and not al sanhedrin. So they can judge, but they're not judging under the normal context is the keyach of sanhedrin. They were judging in terms of the kayak of the Malucha.
If they were in the Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
Even if they were.
That's the Gemara's Beferish, and that's a separate issue. Of course.
Even if they made up
that's
part.
That's Mechaikik. We've been wrong about that.
They made up part of the Sanhedrin.
But nonetheless, they make up part of the Sanhedrin.
Maybe that's why the Rambam says, all the
So there's a big machlokas. That's the Rif Shita that the Rambam said. That's what I said over here. The question how to learn this Gemara according to the Rif Shita. Because, I mean, if you talk about Imam Yisrael, it's a tiny son of Manusha. So what happens if the father was a Ger? Okay. Says the Mishnah. Oh, sorry. The next issue on our little template over here is kol kasher ladun kasher la'id, but yesh kasher la'id veno kasher ladun. You can have people that are kosher for dayanut. By definition, they are able to give edut, but it's possible to have be only kosher for edut and not for dayanut. La tuyemai, what case of chiddush is this referring to? La tuye amr biyochan la tuye suma. If someone only has one eye, he can be meyid. For meyid, you don't need that to be able to see from both eyes. It just says ora'a. You obviously can't be completely blind, or how could you give edus? Edus can't be on the basis of hearsay. It's only on ri'ya, not on hearing.
And our voice?
No.
That's not enough.
Oh, ra'ah.
Right.
Yeah.
And one eye is not.
But one eye, why not? Doesn't say anywhere differently.
But can't judge.
But this would be going only according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir is the only one who passes one-eyed judges. Because Rabbi Meir says to Tanya, Hayah Rabbi Meir Omer, Mata Madloma al PM Yeko Riv, V'chol Nega. When it's referring over here to the Kayanim. So it says, Al Piyam Yekol Rivachol Nega. What's the remember? I understand. Negoyim, I understand. Only a Kohen can be done a Nega. What did it say? Kol Riv, the Kol Negas, me with a Koyen. What's the union of Riv and Etzum and Goyim? So the Torah is making a Hekesh. Makesh Rivim and Negaim. Tell me, just like Negaim can only be seen in the daytime, as it says, Beferish Uvi Yom Hera Odbo, so too we learn from here that court does not sit in session in the nighttime. Av Rivim has to be Beyom. Uma Negoim Shalodis Uma, and just like a Kohen cannot be blind even in one eye to see a Nega, Dichtiv L'chol Mare Enei HaKohen, that's how Rashi learned. Others learn L'chol Mare Enei HaKohen, which is Mashma, two eyes. The Raya to Rashi is from the Mishnah itself, because the Mishnah includes someone who doesn't see well from L'chol Mare Enei HaKohen. It's obviously from Chol, not from Tzachreinim Utaine Enei. I've heard it's only from Chol. Aprivim Shalovisuma, and it's also Makish the other way around. Umakish Negaim L'rivim, Ma'rivim Shalovikrovim. So, Tainus Rabbi Meir, if you cannot have a judge who is a relative, Af Negaim Shalovikrovim, if we're going to take this seriously, then we should say you need three Koyanim to Paskin and Ega. Because Rivim, we learn out, need three judges, we learned out in Sanhedrin. So why don't we say, Ma Rivim Bishlosha, Afnigaim Bishlosha? Vedino, and it even makes sense. I mean, look, to take money from him, you need three judges. So to apostle his goof, you don't need three judges. One coin is sufficient. Gufo, Lokoshkin, and yet we know that that's the din, that one coin is sufficient. So where do we get that from? Talmud lomar v'huva el Aharon HaKohen o el echad mibanav HaKohanim. Echad mibanav is clearly a raya. Alamarta shafilu Kohen echad ro'e et amigaim. Shall we stop here? Oh, this is a... Our Nasi has asked us a question. Why do we need to bring oil echad mibanav HaKohanim? It says, Uval Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen is a yochid, so what's wrong with that? And there's a beautiful teretz on this, but it's the gay, of course, the machloikas, about what the din is of a yochid mumcha. If you hold a yochid mumcha is midiraisa, and not a takonet rabbanan, which we saw was a machloikas, it's an etra. Then you don't have the Kal V'Chomer, because you're going to say Lemamayna Ebeshleisha Laguva Lakoshkein, but for Mamayna you could use Aharon HaKohen as a Yochid Mumcha. So you don't have the Kal V'Chomer. It doesn't prove anything. But Echad Mibanav proves something. Very good question. Oh, yeah. All right, Rabbi Yisai, shall we go to the Mishnah already? I mean, once we're here, we're fine. Now there was a Maisa of Ahu Samya. The Havi Bishvavuti, the Rabbi Yochanan, a very interesting neighborhood. All kinds of things always happen in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's neighborhood, fascinating neighborhood. You know, it's like the postman is a person in your neighborhood. It's Mamish, it's a doctor, what's his name? Not doctor, but Mr. Rogers, maybe? Now, this is Rabbi Yochanan's neighborhood. He said one thing he had in his neighborhood, it was a man who was blind. And Avika Dayan Dina, Lagomalevalimini. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say a word to him. Mechaira, I mean, he should have paskin like the Mishnah, which is that a Stam Mishnah. Echid Ovid Ofi, Ram Rabbi Yochanan, Lochik is Stam Mishnah. It's not Kola Kosher Adun Kosher La'id. The Yesh Kasher La'id, the Ein Kasher La'dun. And we said Ein Kasher La'dun. It was Rabbi Yochanan himself. And he didn't tell me that he maybe doesn't has a different explanation. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan says, so how could possibly he go against the Stam Mishnah that says over here, a Suma Beachas Meinav is possible? Well, Rabbi Yochanan Stoma Achrina Eshka. Actually, Rabbi Yochanan found another Stam Mishnah that goes against this. The Stam. Dine Momin is done in Beyoim, Begumrim Balayla. So obviously, he can't really hold
of the Hekesh of Rabbi Meir of Rivim to Negoyim. Because if he held Rivim to Negoyim, just like Negoyim, you can't be Gamer Balila, then Mormon also, you should, I mean, courts Rivim also can't be Balila. Must be that he held it was only, okay, but wasn't really a Hekesh. So that means that he doesn't hold that a Summa is Fossil Adin. Okay, but I mean, how does he know to pass him like this stomach, not like that stomach? I mean, my ume, the high stomach, the high stomach. Well, first of all, we've already established that the Stam Mishnah here in Nida is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. So it's the sheet of a Yochi. Whereas the Stam Mishnah of Gemri and Balila is the Rabbana. So it makes more sense to follow a Stam of the Rabbi. The Stam of the Rabbi Modi. Or, it's another simple explanation. Where do you look for finding the definitive psak about Dinyan? In Maseches Nida or Maseches Sanhedrin? Over here we're bringing the Mishnah because of the template. Over there, Ibai Zeman, Mishum Dikani Lagabi Hilchas HaDayani. I mean, obviously, we look to Sanhedrin to tell me the Dinim about Dinim. By Nida, we're only bringing it in Agaburcha. So that is where in Sanhedrin, where Rebbe would have been missed on Lufiva Halacha. Over here, he brings even a sheet of Rebbe Meir to fit the template. He was the one who passed it. Rebbe Yochanan passed it. Himself. Passed like the other stuff. That's right. The Uma Gevers, it's Uma Ayin. No, but he only became possible afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
He, the Havya, the Shpavus, the Barnea. Barnea has a neighbor that's even more. His neighborhood extends over half the globe. Father Josh, this place I met was a little bit off.
No, sir.
No.
I
it was open?
No, sir.
No. All right.
I saw the man who opened
the hotel. And what about the air conditioning unit?
He put it on. He did everything for us. I think we should turn everything off.
Sorry.